God gave you Canaan land. He gave you a brand new heart, and you can keep it clean. Jesus told his disciples, now you're clean because of the word. And all you have to do from there is be receptive. And ask, don't limit it there. Ask the Lord to help you do it. Everything that you know of as a prophecy, Lord, I don't like the way I handle that situation, and I'm sorry I did it, and I know I'm probably not strong enough to do it right next time, but please help me to kill this problem. How do I do it? That's how, when I ask him to teach me to love his people, I say, how do I, Thurston, get to the point where I love everybody like you love me? Or love everybody like Jesus loved the church. He's always the goal. I say, I want to love people like you do. Help me do it. I don't know how to do it. That's all God needs. And I promise you, he'll take you wherever you got to go. And when he tell you something new that's new to you, you're going to get excited. When you start walking, sometimes people don't value and trust what God tells them to do because they don't know what's going to happen next. But when you start seeing a healing takes place, sometimes this can take a while. Because if God will tell you to do something, he's including you into something greater, but you don't know what it is. Just stick with it and watch what happens. When I saw pastors so reluctant to the message of following God, in the way God, now most of the time when I say follow God, they did more of what they thought God wanted. But that's not following God. I believe they really was trying to do what they thought was best. But that's not what God was after. Following God is totally yielding to him and learning and receiving. That's the only way it's going to work. When you're getting on the freeway and you got the yield sign, you got to let the other person get in front of you. You got to let God get in front of you and stay right behind him and follow him. He's going to do some strange things to you, to your mind. But it's going to bear witness with your heart. But you stick with him. You're going to say, Lord, why are we doing that? And he ain't going to say nothing. You just keep doing it. Why are we doing that? But you know it's of God. And you keep doing it. And you keep doing it. And years go by. And then he'll give you something. Oh, I see now. I didn't know that. but because you stuck with it, you're glad you did, like I am. I said one day, you know what, I'm going to do whatever God say, not because I vowed the vow. And I'm going to do it because I vowed the vow. That's what got me started. And I saw so many people not go. I said, I want to know what's going to happen. I got curious. So I had another reason for following God. I followed God for three reasons. One, that's what I'm supposed to do. Two, I vowed that I would. Three, I want to see what's going to happen. Four, I know it's going to be good. So when he gives me a new instruction now, I get excited from my toes to the longest hair on my head. From the inside out, I'm excited about what God said to do, and it works. I'm seeing things unfold. I believe him. And when he includes me on what he's doing, he does it in a way where you don't get in pride. He does it in a way where, we get so excited we want to talk. So if God ain't giving me all the information, I'm patient because I don't want to talk too much and change the strategy. Sometimes people are not ready for what God has to say. Sometimes it took me years to learn. I want to tell people, but I watched. Lord, should I say anything? If he released me, then I'll talk. You know, your heart and your mind, it's two different things. I'm going to close with this. Mary had an accident. I want to remember like she told me. And she was unconscious. But she started praying in the Holy Spirit while she was unconscious. And they thought she was going in shock. And a healing came over her body and she came too. Your heart and your mind are two different parts of you. This is Mary Johnson. She's over the Fresh Start. She had the wreck. Her head hit the windshield, if I remember right. But in the hospital, she started praying in tongues. and the healing came, then she became conscious. You have to protect what's inside your heart, and you have to keep it sincere. Now, it's safe, it's legal for you to say, I will only be sincere. I will never be in pride. And start putting other people first and praying for other people before you pray for yourself. If you don't want to be in pride, whoever you've been jealous against in the past or doubted against, see, when you doubt against somebody, that's not of God. Start praying and interceding for that person and say with your mouth that I love that person and start putting them first and say, look, Satan, I put them first. I did them. I spoke up for them. Speak. When people do right by you, speak up. Bring attention to it. You can reverse the curse. Pride is something you have to hate and even learn to hate. It's sneaky. It'll keep you from worship. The only people that can worship God in spirit and in truth are people who are sincere in their heart. There's no other way to do it. There's no other way to do that. You got to mean it. If you love God, you love man. You got to mean it. Sincerity is when you mean it. Well, look like I got another part two. And part two is okay. But I would rather get it on one, condense it down to one message. But since I'm retired, I got a little more time to work with. The files only hold 30 minutes. And I got to do other things today. So, again, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty to move in and throughout your life. All these files that's on the heart-to-heart web on the audio page 6, they're free. If you got time to listen to more, please do. That there are titles now. I started out with the date. Now there's a treasure trove of files on the first audio page, the second and the third. Around the fourth audio page, I started putting titles on them. So it's all right to ask the Lord which one do you need the most. He may go back to one where I use the date. I used to start it off HTH and the date. There are no titles. But ask the Lord about those. God put a lot of information on those as well. People will probably gravitate to the ones that they'll see the title to. But I don't even know what's on the ones with the date. I did it by date. I wish I had been getting a title all along, but that's how I did it. So the Lord worked with it. But he said, put a title on it. So I did. And nevertheless, the Holy Spirit will guide you. And he'll teach you all, you know, he'll show you things. He may want to alert you to something that's necessary for the day. And then just meditate on whatever he wants you to do. And talk to him. Take everything I say to prayer. Never just listen to a man of God, but ask more questions. Ask your questions. The Holy Spirit will be glad to answer you. Now, I'm out of time. He's not. He'll bless you all day long with his wonderful knowledge and take you forward and never fear and always love. Next time, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.